Blog Talk Radio.
Glory. Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and their senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. starts their worship service. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday, actually every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. And they also have Bible studies every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at their location. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on YouTube, Facebook, and the website is www.comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
Let me hear everybody say Jesus. Let me hear you say Jesus. I don't know about you, but I love to call on the name of Jesus, because I found out that there's power in that name. There is joy in that name. There's peace in that name. Everything you need, everything you need, it's all in the name of Jesus. You know, one of the reasons why I love the name is because of all my life, all of my life, I've been taught to honor, respect, and reverence the name of Jesus. But there is no other name. I said there is no other name. No other name under heaven whereby men can be saved. I like to go way back and sing an old song and tell you what he did for me. This is what he did. He picked me up and he turned me around. He placed my feet on solid ground. It was Jesus.
I know it was Jesus.
I know it was the Lord.
I know it was the Lord.
Tell me, who do you think?
I know it was Jesus.
Woke me up this morning.
I know it was the Lord.
Enabled me to see.
When you think about your life and all that you've been through, those times when no one else was around, and the only way that you were saved, that you were spared, that you were delivered, that you were brought out of certain situations, there's only one thing to say. I know it was Jesus. I know it was the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. That's something to thank him for. That's something to praise him for. He deserved the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even those times when we weren't thinking about it, he was there. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you once again for calling in. Hope your day is looking lovely like ours here in Georgia. Nice breeze, sun is out, clear skies, birds chirping. Hallelujah, it's going to be a great day today. Want to give a birthday shout out this morning to Pastor Walter Henderson III. All the way in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Glory to God. He's who I call my spiritual father. My natural father is N.C. Woodard. Good morning, Daddy. Love you. But Pastor Walter Henderson III, he came into my life back in 1999. And watching him living a life of faith, because I had heard of faith, and I knew what faith was, but to actually see it with my own eyes, to see a man living a life of faith, and to his credit, the man that I am today has a lot to do with watching him live that life of faith. Glory to God. So I honor him this morning. Love you, sir. God bless you. Pray that your day is wonderful. Well, before we get into the word, just want to think about how good God has been. Let's just take a moment to think about just how good God has been. Hallelujah. Only Jesus could have done the things in our lives causes us to still be here today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We honor you, Father. We bless your name. Thank you. Just felt that in my spirit. Just for us to think about everything that God has brought us from. No, it was Jesus. I know it was the Lord. Glory to God. Well, let's get into the word. Amen. Coming out of the book of St. Matthew. St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. St. Matthew 24th chapter. And we're going to start at verse 1. And it reads, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." The disciples were showing Jesus how beautiful and how well structured the temples were. Look at that one, Jesus. Look at that one. Jesus said, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. He was reminding them, don't get caught up in the buildings. It's not about the building, amen. Verse 3 says, "And he sat upon the Mount of Olives. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. For iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a kingdom, for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now let's drop down to verse 23. And it reads, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. I want to read verses 4 and 5 again. Verse 4 and 5. And it reads, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. The title of the message this morning is, same name, different person. Same name, different person. I got up early this morning. I was watching this program, and this pastor by the name of Robbie Warren, he was speaking, and he mentioned this. He said, same name, different person. And that stuck out to me. I heard the Lord say, there's your title. So I have to give credit to Pastor Robert Warren for speaking that. Same name, different person. Actually, he said, I'm going to have to preach that one day. And then he added, I know some of you preachers listening to me, you're going to preach it before I do. Well, I have to admit, I'm guilty. Same name, different person. That's the title of the message this morning. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for watching over us, for protecting us, keeping us in your care, for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, Father. Fighting off the fiery darts of the enemy. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. For giving us new mercies. Hallelujah. more sufficient grace, God. Giving us another opportunity to represent and to glorify you, God. We thank you this morning. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, God, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you have to say to us this morning. Thank you, Father, for your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins. Thank you for allowing him to go to the cross, Father, to die on the cross, Father, and to even go to hell for God. But he didn't stay there, God. He was there on purpose, God, to take the keys of hell from Satan, stripping Satan of all power and making an open show of him, God. And thank you, Father, for raising up Jesus on the third day from the grave with all power. And then he delegating that power to us. Says, this power that I have, I now give to you. Now, go into all the world. Preach the gospel. Teaching all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And wherever you go, even to the ends of the earth, I will be with you. Thank you, Jesus, for being with us. And Father, thank you for allowing Jesus into heaven with his precious, sinless blood. And thank you for you, Father, Almighty God, our Father, creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Thank you for considering us, God, for creating us, Father, and for giving us the opportunity to be your sons and daughters. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Same name, different person. I'm going to read our passage. St. Matthew 24th chapter. I'm going to read it in the Message translation. In that verse 13. Actually, I'm going to start at verse 4. And it reads, Jesus said, watch out for doomsday deceivers. Wow, that could have been the title there. Doomsday deceivers. Watch out for doomsday deceivers. Many leaders are going to show up with forged identities, claiming, I am Christ, the Messiah. They will deceive a lot of people when reports come in of wars and rumored wars. Keep your head and don't panic. This is routine history. This is no sign of the end. Nation will fight nation and ruler fight ruler. over and over, famines and earthquakes will occur in various places. This is nothing compared to what is coming. Glory to God. They are going to throw you to the wolves and kill you. Everyone hating you because you carry my name. And then going from bad to worse, it will be dog eat dog. Everyone at each other's throat. Everyone hating each other. In the confusion, lying preachers will come forward and deceive a lot of people. For many others, the overwhelming spread of evil will do them in. Nothing left of their love but a mound of ashes. Staying with it. That's what God requires. Stay with it to the end. You won't be sorry. And you will be saved. All during this time, the good news, the message of the kingdom will be preached all over the world. A witness staked out in every country. And then the end will come. Now drop it down to verse 23. If anyone tries to flag you down, calling out, here's the Messiah, or points, there he is, don't fall for it. Fake messiahs and lying preachers are going to pop up everywhere. Their impressive credentials and dazzling performances will pull the wool over the eyes of even those who ought to know better. But I've given you fair warning. Jesus is saying, same name, but different person. Deceive, he said, see that you be not deceived. Don't be deceived. Take heed. Stay alert. As we just read, stay with it. Stay with what? The word of God. Keep your faith. Don't give up. Take heed that no man deceive you. Let's look at the word deceive. Deceive. Deceive means to ensnare, to be false to fail to fulfill. Only the word of God feels. Only the word of God fulfills. Deceive means to cheat, to cause to accept as true or valid what is false or invalid. To while away, to give a false impression. To take or to heave. I like this word, heave. H-E-A-V-E. To heave. Heave means to elevate. To lift, raise, to throw, cast, haul, or to draw. To draw. That's what the word heave means. To draw. Let's go to St. John 12th chapter. St. John 12th chapter, starting at verse 27, to draw. Verse 27, and it reads, "Now is my soul troubled." This is Jesus speaking. It says, "Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it, your name, and will glorify it again." The people therefore stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." Verse 32, this is what I wanted to get to. "And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This is what Jesus said. Said, "And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This he said, signifying what death he should die. So this is what he was saying. If I be lifted up from the earth, referring to his crucifixion, to lift up on high, to exalt, from this we must conclude that Jesus being lifted up refers more to the heavenly exaltation through crucifixion than merely to the cross itself. It is because of his exaltation that he can draw all men to him by the Holy Spirit and miraculous works through believers in confirming the gospel. I want to read that one again. It says, it is because of his exaltation that he can draw all men to him by the Holy Spirit and miraculous works through believers in confirming the gospel. All men will literally be drawn to him in the day of his glory and reign. So this is what Jesus was saying. If I be lifted up, draw all men unto me. So that's why the word heave, it stuck out to me. Heave, H-E-A-V-E, to elevate, to lift, to raise, to draw. He looks like heaven, but it's not. He looks like heaven, but it's not. It's spelled H-E-A-V-E. But the most important letter is left off, the N. It doesn't include the end. So it looks like heaven, but it's not. Say that for a reason. Let's go to St. Matthew. St. Matthew's 15th chapter. Jesus said, many lying preachers. Many lying preachers shall rise. Many lying preachers. So, do not be deceived. Don't be deceived. Same name, different person. St. Matthew's 15th chapter, starting at verse 7. And it reads, this is Jesus speaking to the leaders of the synagogues. Says, ye hypocrites, well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Glory to God. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. The commandments of men. I want to read that. Want to read that in the message translation. And it reads, starting at verse 7, says, frauds. That's what he called them. He called them a fraud. Frauds. Isaiah's prophecy of you hit the bullseye. These people make a big show of saying the right thing, but their heart isn't in it. They act like they're worshiping me, but they don't mean it. They just use me as a cover, teaching whatever suits their fancy. It looks like heaven, but it's only heaving. They're lifting me up. They're throwing my name around. But their heart is far from me. Let's look at it in the New Living Translation. Verse 7, and it reads, you hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. For he wrote, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship is farce. For they teach man-made ideas as commands from God. Listen to that. They're teaching man-made ideas as commands from God. These false prophets, these lying preachers. Looks like heaven, but it's not. Same name, different person. Now let's see what Isaiah was actually talking about. Isaiah 29th chapter, verses 13 and 14. Isaiah 29th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And it reads, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. So Isaiah was saying, woe to them that seek to hide their plans from God and carry on wickedness in the dark, thinking that they will not be seen or known. This defines a hypocrite as one who attempts to deceive God and man. Now that's bold right there. Attempting to deceive God and man. Says, you're perverting things, make it appear that the potter is the clay. Or no more qualified than the clay to form anything. Wow. You seem to think that God knows nothing of your deceptions, but he does. God said he's going to do a marvelous work. Let's look at that marvelous work. It says, in the view of the fact that men permit themselves to serve and honor me only with the lips and not from the heart, I will proceed with a marvelous work and the wonder that will wake them up and cause them to perish. Now this marvelous work is not something marvelous in the sense of what we think. See, his ways, his thoughts are higher than ours. Says this marvelous work and a wonder was none other than gospel work of the New Testament. Teaching, preaching, and healing all manner of sickness and disease among the people. The creation of new lives and the full program as demonstrated and recorded of Christ and his followers. See, this is the marvelous work that he was speaking of. The gospel. The gospel says this work of wonder is referred to many times in the New Testament. Not only did the miracles and signs of the gospel make men wonder, but they caused some to resist to the point of seeming madness and their own destruction. And the new doctrines taught caused the wise of the world to stumble, harden their hearts, and be lost. Such a program was a savor of life unto life in those who conformed to the gospel. as well as a savor of death unto death in those who rejected it. So this is the marvelous work. The miraculous working of the gospel. But God said there are going to be false prophets and lying preachers who are going to talk about me, act like they're saved, gonna make it look like heaven with their mouths and with their lips. Raising their hands, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Father. But their hearts are far from me. Same name, different person. One of the definitions in deceive is wild. Wild. Wild means to lure by or as if by a magic spell to entice, a trick or stratagem intended to ensnare or deceive, a beguiling or playful trick. Skilled in outwitting, trickery, guile means deceitful, cunning, trick or divination. Wow, when I think about wow, think about Ephesians 6. Let's go to Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. There it is. There's that word, wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. See, the word says that Satan sometimes appears as an angel of light. Another place it says that they are wolves sheep's clothing. Trying to deceive. Trying to lure. Trying to entice. Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. Wiles. Wiles is, say, their methods, the different means, plans, and schemes used to deceive, entrap, enslave, and ruin the souls of men. a man's method of damning his soul. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his ultimate goal, is to destroy the soul. Not just kill the natural body. But to destroy the soul. And how is that? Lead people to hell. That's his ultimate goal. By trickery, by deception, to lead people to hell. One of the definitions of wild is beguile. Ow. Let's look at that. Beguile means to lead by deception, hoodwink, to while away, especially by some agreeable occupation, also to divert, to engage the interest of by or as if by guile, to engage the interest of, to deceive by wiles, to engage the interest of by or as if by guile. When I think about that, beguile. It takes me back to the Garden of Eden. When the serpent was having a conversation with Eve, and his approach was, did God really say? Did he say? Trying to get her to question the word of God. Trying to get her to question the word of God. And then we know the story. She and Adam ate the fruit that God commanded them not to eat. And then God was calling for them, and they were hiding, trying to hide from God, all-seeing, omnipresent, omnipotent, trying to hide from God. And then he questioned them, where did you get this information from? And then Adam said, it's that woman that you gave me. The blame game. So in verse 14, Genesis chapter 3, Genesis chapter 3, verse 14, it reads, and the Lord God verse 13. Says, and the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. The serpent beguiled me. The serpent deceived me. The serpent lured me in. He engaged my interest by beguiling me, by tricking me, by deceiving me. So he said, And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, because you have deceived, my creation, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. God hates lying. God hates a lying tongue. See, God is not a man that he shall lie. It says it's impossible for him to lie. So he has the right to hate lying. That's why Jesus put emphasis on, take heed that no man deceive you. Because they're going to be lying preachers. They're going to be false prophets that are going to talk about me, that's going to lift me up, that's going to draw you with my name. But on that day, when those same people approached Jesus and said, in your name we preached and teached and cast out devils, Jesus is going to say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. You're lying wonder, so to speak. Because I never knew you. Yes, you did it with your mouth. You did it with your works. But your heart was far from me. It was the same name, but different person. You mentioned Jesus, but it wasn't me. Take heed that ye be not deceived by man. That's why we must study to show ourselves approved unto God, so that we won't be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of truth. Totally relying upon the word of God. Therefore, won't be deceived. Talking about the same name, but different person. Love you. God bless you. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you, Father, for reminding us of what's to come. Even of what's going on right now, God. And to encourage us to stay with it, to keep the faith, to not depart from your word, God. We thank you, Father, for reminding us that many will rise to deceive, to entrap, to lure away It will look like heaven, but it will only be Eve. Thank you, Father. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Same name, different person. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard.